Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom podstawowy. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od 1 do 3. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Hello, Mark. I'd like to ask you about your work as an archaeologist. What is it like digging for treasure?
It's great. Archaeology is my passion. When I'm working at an archaeological site, I feel like Indiana Jones.
Were you interested in archaeology when you were a teenager?
No. I thought I was going to be an artist because I was very good at drawing. That's how I got my first job working with some archaeologists in Egypt. They needed someone to make sketches.
Was it then that you became interested in archaeology?
Well, I was keen to discover the stories behind the objects which I drew, so in 1990 I decided to study archaeology. I was really lucky because in my second year, a famous archaeology professor, Mark Thompson, became the head of my department, and I learned a lot from him.
Where did you work after graduation?
I went back to Egypt because it is one of the most fascinating places for any archaeologist. But I stayed there for only a week because I got a phone call from Professor Thompson in Greece, which had just been hit by an earthquake. He needed urgent help with protecting some archaeological sites in the earthquake region. So I went and spent almost a whole year working there with him.
Fascinating. Did you ever find any valuable items while working as an archaeologist?
Once I found an extraordinary vase. When the sun shines on it, it seems to be made of gold. But it's in fact made of crystal. There's a photo of it on the wall behind me.
Wow, it's beautiful. And what are you doing nowadays?
Well, I spend most of the time in my office. I work for archaeological magazines and write articles about the latest sites in Egypt, where my younger colleagues are working. By writing the stories about the sites, I try to bring ancient times back to life.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hello, Mark. I'd like to ask you about your work as an archaeologist. What is it like digging for treasure?
It's great. Archaeology is my passion. When I'm working at an archaeological site, I feel like Indiana Jones.
Were you interested in archaeology when you were a teenager?
No. I thought I was going to be an artist because I was very good at drawing. That's how I got my first job working with some archaeologists in Egypt. They needed someone to make sketches.
Was it then that you became interested in archaeology?
Well, I was keen to discover the stories behind the objects which I drew, so in 1990 I decided to study archaeology. I was really lucky because in my second year, a famous archaeology professor, Mark Thompson, became the head of my department, and I learned a lot from him.
Where did you work after graduation?
I went back to Egypt because it is one of the most fascinating places for any archaeologist. But I stayed there for only a week because I got a phone call from Professor Thompson in Greece, which had just been hit by an earthquake. He needed urgent help with protecting some archaeological sites in the earthquake region. So I went and spent almost a whole year working there with him.
Fascinating. Did you ever find any valuable items while working as an archaeologist?
Once I found an extraordinary vase. When the sun shines on it, it seems to be made of gold. But it's in fact made of crystal. There's a photo of it on the wall behind me.
Wow, it's beautiful. And what are you doing nowadays?
Well, I spend most of the time in my office. I work for archaeological magazines and write articles about the latest sites in Egypt, where my younger colleagues are working. By writing the stories about the sites, I try to bring ancient times back to life.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One.
John, have you ever seen the film Holiday? I just loved the English cottage in which one of the characters lives. After I watched the film the first time, I wanted to see the house in real life. I started looking for tours which included a visit to the village where the film was made. But I found out that the house I was keen to see doesn't exist anymore. It had been built in just 2 weeks. And when the filming ended, it was taken down. I was so disappointed.
Two. Agatha Christie, the well-known writer, bought this house in 1938 and described it as the loveliest place in the world. She used to stay here to relax with friends and family. This wasn't the place where she worked on her detective stories, but she set three of her books here. Before we walk around the house, I need to get the tickets. You could now leave the coach, sit in the deck chairs in the front garden, and enjoy the amazing views. We'll meet at the main entrance in 15 minutes. Three.
I'd like to invite you to watch our next programme. We are going to have Oscar Mendez, an architect from Bogotá, with us in the studio. Mr. Mendez owns a company which uses recycled plastic to construct houses. As far as I know, the system is very easy. First, things like old plastic bags, bottles and toys are turned into all the different parts needed for building a house. Then these parts are put together just like Lego. With this technology, it is possible to build a house in just 5 days. You will have the chance to learn more when you join us next week.
Four. This is the point in our weekly program when we give our listeners ideas for short weekend trips. Our first suggestion today is for fans of The Lord of the Rings. For as little as £100 a night, you can experience how it feels to live like a hobbit. The idea for this magical hobbit holiday home came from the famous fantasy novel and movie series. The house has round doors and walls and is located in beautiful English countryside. It is perfect for up to 4 guests. Why don't you make a reservation right now? You won't regret it. Five.
Yesterday, I decided to leave my car at home and go to my office on foot. In one of the streets on my route, I saw a few people standing in front of a wall. At first, I thought that they were looking at a poster, but when I asked one of them, she said that they were waiting to enter the narrowest house in the world. It is just 92 centimetres at the narrowest point and 152 centimetres at the widest point. The house has 2 floors and a kitchen, a bedroom, a bathroom, and even a tiny living room. It is hidden between two much bigger buildings, so I'd had no idea that it was there.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1.
John, have you ever seen the film Holiday? I just loved the English cottage in which one of the characters lives. After I watched the film the first time, I wanted to see the house in real life. I started looking for tours which included a visit to the village where the film was made. But I found out that the house I was keen to see doesn't exist anymore. It had been built in just 2 weeks, and when the filming ended, it was taken down. I was so disappointed.
Two. Agatha Christie, the well-known writer, bought this house in 1938 and described it as the loveliest place in the world. She used to stay here to relax with friends and family. This wasn't the place where she worked on her detective stories, but she set three of her books here. Before we walk around the house, I need to get the tickets. You could now leave the coach, sit in the deck chairs in the front garden, and enjoy the amazing views. We'll meet at the main entrance in 15 minutes. Three.
I'd like to invite you to watch our next program. We are going to have Oscar Mendez, an architect from Bogotá, with us in the studio. Mr. Mendez owns a company which uses recycled plastic to construct houses. As far as I know, the system is very easy. First, things like old plastic bags, bottles and toys are turned into all the different parts needed for building a house. Then these parts are put together just like Lego. With this technology, it is possible to build a house in just 5 days. You will have the chance to learn more when you join us next week.
Four. This is the point in our weekly program when we give our listeners ideas for short weekend trips. Our first suggestion today is for fans of The Lord of the Rings. For as little as £100 a night, you can experience how it feels to live like a hobbit. The idea for this magical hobbit holiday home came from the famous fantasy novel and movie series. The house has round doors and walls and is located in beautiful English countryside. It is perfect for up to 4 guests. Why don't you make a reservation right now? You won't regret it. Five.
Yesterday, I decided to leave my car at home and go to my office on foot. In one of the streets on my route, I saw a few people standing in front of a wall. At first, I thought that they were looking at a poster, but when I asked one of them, she said that they were waiting to enter the narrowest house in the world. It is just 92 centimetres at the narrowest point and 152 centimetres at the widest point. The house has 2 floors and a kitchen, a bedroom, a bathroom, and even a tiny living room. It is hidden between 2 much bigger buildings, so I'd had no idea that it was there.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu pierwszego.
Text 1. One day after leaving the supermarket, I returned to my car only to find that my car keys and phone were locked inside. A cyclist stopped and asked what was wrong. I explained my situation and added that even if I could call my wife, she wouldn't be able to bring me her car keys. She was looking after our baby. The cyclist handed me his mobile phone and suggested I should call my wife and tell her that he was coming for the keys. I did what he'd suggested, but made it clear to him that it was a long trip. The cyclist said he needed the exercise, and off he went. He returned with the keys after an hour. I thanked him and wanted to give him some money, but he refused to accept it.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
One day after leaving the supermarket, I returned to my car only to find that my car keys and phone were locked inside. A cyclist stopped and asked what was wrong. I explained my situation and added that even if I could call my wife, she wouldn't be able to bring me her car keys. She was looking after our baby. The cyclist handed me his mobile phone and suggested I should call my wife and tell her that he was coming for the keys. I did what he'd suggested, but made it clear to him that it was a long trip. The cyclist said he needed the exercise, and off he went. He returned with the keys after an hour. I thanked him and wanted to give him some money, but he refused to accept it.
Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu drugiego.
Text 2.
Recently, an unexpected visitor turned up at a grocery store near Lake Tahoe. A video on the internet from the shop's camera shows a bear entering the store, grabbing a bag of crisps and leaving. Another video shows a bear at the same shop 2 days later carrying a small plastic cup of yogurt in its mouth. Was this the second visit by the same bear, or were these two different bears? We can't be sure. The story may sound funny, but in fact it should remind us that when we are camping in bear territory, we must not leave food in places where bears can find it. Because if they start eating human food, they may lose their natural fear of people.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Recently, an unexpected visitor turned up at a grocery store near Lake Tahoe. A video on the internet from the shop's camera shows a bear entering the store, grabbing a bag of crisps and leaving. Another video shows a bear at the same shop 2 days later carrying a small plastic cup of yogurt in its mouth. Was this the second visit by the same bear, or were these two different bears? We can't be sure. The story may sound funny, but in fact it should remind us that when we are camping in bear territory, we must not leave food in places where bears can find it. Because if they start eating human food, they may lose their natural fear of people.
Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu trzeciego.
Text 3. Good morning. Welcome to the world of glasses. Would you like to see our eye doctor?
No, thanks. I'm just looking for sunglasses.
Okay, let me help you choose the best pair.
Oh, thanks. There are so many options to choose from.
Well, obviously you want the best pair for your face. The general rule is that the shape of your sunglasses should be the opposite of the shape of your face.
Really?
Yes. Your face is round. What you need are rectangular sunglasses which will make your face look longer. Here, try these.
Wow, you're right. I look great in them.
And there's a special offer on this brand. Two for the price of one.
I only need one pair. But hold on, can I buy the second pair for my husband?
Yes, that's no problem.
Let me show you a photo of him. I have one on my phone. Here it is.
His face is definitely triangular. But he has a beard, so rectangular glasses will work for him as well. But they need to be larger than yours. Look at these.
I think he might like them. So I'll take both. I'll surprise him when I get home. Thanks so much for your help.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Good morning. Welcome to the world of glasses. Would you like to see our eye doctor?
No, thanks. I'm just looking for sunglasses.
Okay, let me help you choose the best pair.
Oh, thanks. There are so many options to choose from.
Well, obviously, you want the best pair for your face. The general rule is that the shape of your sunglasses should be the opposite of the shape of your face.
Really?
Yes, your face is round. What you need are rectangular sunglasses which will make your face look longer. Here, try these.
Wow, you're right. I look great in them.
And there's a special offer on this brand. Two for the price of one.
I only need one pair. But hold on, can I buy the second pair for my husband?
Yes, that's no problem.
Let me show you a photo of him. I have one on my phone. Here it is.
His face is definitely triangular. But he has a beard, so rectangular glasses will work for him as well. But they need to be larger than yours. Look at these.
I think he might like them. So I'll take both. I'll surprise him when I get home. Thanks so much for your help.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.